Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Polls in Boston remain open until 8 o'clock tonight as voters choose whether Anissa Asaibi George or Michelle Wu will become the next mayor of Boston. No matter who wins, one thing is certain. This is the first time a white man will not be elected to the position. WBUR's Steve Brown was out today visiting a handful of the city's voting locations. He filed this report.
The polls are open. Come on, Boston. Let's do this.
Poll worker Shirley Jones enthusiastically welcomed the three voters in line at the Edward Everett Elementary School in Dorchester as the polls opened at 7 a.m.
Good morning. Super excited. This is our day. Boston's on the map. Woo-hoo!
Both mayoral candidates have a shot at winning the precinct. In the preliminary election back in September, finalists Michelle Wu and Anissa Asaibi George evenly split the vote in this precinct. Asaibi George edged Wu by a single ballot. Jones has served as a poll worker for 10 years, and she says she loves it.
I do this, my civic responsibility, and I get to meet all these wonderful Bostonians.
You usually get up this early?
No. No, not usually. But when I have to for my civic responsibility, it's indeed a pleasure. Wait, right here, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for coming out. I always tell them, thank you for coming out for voting. It's so important that we get out to vote. I'm the number one cheerleader.
Jones will welcome just a handful of the voters who show up across the city today. Secretary of State Bill Galvin expects 135,000 residents will cast a ballot in Boston, a figure he says would fall short of a record. Meanwhile, a few precincts away at the Bellflower Apartments in Dorchester, voter Jennifer Watchell said she was nervous.
It's like the first time I'm nervous on who's going to be mayor. Like before, it was always like, okay, it's going to be fine, but now I'm a little nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I do really think the candidates are very different. So my candidate, if she doesn't win, then I don't know. I'm hoping for the best. We'll be hoping for the best.
Can I ask you who your candidate is?
Anissa Asaibi George.
Asaibi George is likely to find a lot of support here. It's where she voted early in the day and is near her home. It might be tougher for her at the polling station at the Benjamin Franklin Institute in the South End. That's where I caught up with voter Steve Adelson.
What were the thoughts going through your mind as you cast your ballot this morning?
I wish I was voting for Andrea Campbell.
Really? But who did you wind up voting for?
Michelle Wu.
Okay, and why?
I don't agree with her stance on rent control. I don't agree that the tea can be made free. All that said, I do not think Ms. George is the right candidate for mayor of Boston.
Good morning. Welcome to Roxbury. Welcome to Ward 12. And we welcome you. This is what it's all about.
A steady stream of voters entered the Higginson Lewis K-8 school in Roxbury. In the September preliminary election, voters here overwhelmingly turned out for acting mayor Kim Janey. But today, voters here must choose someone else to be the next mayor. Ward 12 committee member Tony Brewer is enthusiastic about the election.
We're out here, we're in Ward 12, we're having fun, and this is what it's all about. Democracy at its finest, we're finally getting it back. We're working really hard to get democracy back, and that's what it's all about. So I think if we put the right people in the right places, in the right seats in these offices, we can begin to build Boston back better.
Whoever ultimately wins the election, Michelle Wu or Anissa Asaibi George, they will need votes from places like Ward 12, places where voters mostly went for other candidates in the preliminary. Those voters must now choose between Wu and Asaibi George in the general election today. The polls in Boston will remain open until 8 o'clock tonight. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.
Polls close at 8 o'clock tonight in the 60 communities holding elections. And at 8 o'clock, WBUR's live election coverage begins with Bob Oakes.